right now, we got Tamika Martin. She's a public health educator. How you doing, Tamika?
I am great. How are you guys?
I'm just fine. Good. Well, today is National HIV and AIDS Testing Day. And as usual, we want to do our part because we think it's so important because, you know, it's at epidemic proportions, especially in the African-American community.
Yes.
Is it getting better or not?
My professional opinion says no. We're still seeing way too many new infections, especially in the African-American community. So it's not getting better, but it's not getting worse.
Okay, but let me ask you.
Still staying the same.
I have, a lot of young folks are saying, she's too young to be infected, man. I'm cool. And that is not the case because I think the numbers are astounding, especially amongst college-age women. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, just college-age students, males and females, under the age of 29, that age group is accounting for almost 40% of new infections.
Wow.
So if you put that into perspective, under 30 years of age, we have 40% of people becoming infected with HIV.
Now, why do you think it is? A study showed that the South has the most of the new AIDS diagnoses and then the Northwest, West, and Midwest. But why do you think more in the South?
I think it's a few reasons. There are a lot of major cities in the South. You have Atlanta, Miami, Houston, Dallas, Charlotte. So it's a lot of high concentration of people. But it's also some of those old-time beliefs where we don't discuss sex in our household.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We don't discuss protection. So some of those beliefs have crossed generations and generations. So it's something that we don't talk about until it's too late, until somebody ends up in a clinic and they have a positive HIV test.
Let's talk about the testing. It's a really simple test and only takes seconds, correct?
Yes. At this point, most places either do an oral swab or some type of finger prick. Mm-hmm. Some may still draw blood. Within 20 minutes, you have a test result. So there's no 2-3 week wait time anymore.
And, I have to say to everybody listening that, if you test positive, it's not a death sentence. By any means, because it's just about knowing your status so you don't infect others and that you can get the help that you need.
Exactly. Getting into treatment earlier is better. It will extend someone's lifespan if they get in early.
So if I go and I'm tested and the results are negative, how often should I be tested?
Good question.
It depends on your lifestyle, personally. For people who are in long-term committed relationships, they may want to go every year, every other year. Others may want to come every 6 months. Any more than 6 months, we're probably going to want to talk about behaviors and what is bringing someone into the clinic that often.
Tamika, it's kind of important that we talk about some of the symptoms because I think people have forgotten what are some of the symptoms for you to say, wait a minute, I think I need to get tested.
Well, the thing about it is the initial symptoms upon infection are fever-like or flu-like. So you'll have a fever, enlarged lymph nodes, a sore throat, a rash. You just may feel like this is the worst flu you've ever had, and then it goes away and it becomes latent. And you don't know. There are no more symptoms or signs until someone is probably transitioning into the AIDS phase,
right,
which can take anywhere from 10, 15 years, just depending on their immune system.
Wow.
So there are no symptoms is what I tell people.
Gotcha.
You can't decipher between AIDS and a flu.
Right. Do you have to request from your doctor to test you for HIV or do they automatically do it, especially if you're having a procedure?
It depends on that doctor and that hospital. Most nowadays are testing automatically or there's an opt-out test where you have to say, no, I don't want this test done. But there are some facilities where they're a little behind. So we're trying nationally to get all facilities and healthcare providers to the opt-out stage.
Okay, Tamika Martin, we really appreciate you taking the time. Today is a National HIV AIDS Testing Day. Hey, know your status, y'all. I know it sounds like a slogan, but it's the one that could save your life. It really could.
Exactly.
Tamika, thank you. I appreciate it.
Wow, 1.1 The Wiz.